Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 28. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today, we're going to talk about film soundtracks. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories at headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There, you'll also find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
So we're back.
We're back after such a long hiatus. I actually had my cousin ask me what happened to us. She's like, "I don't know what you guys talk about, but I miss the
We
podcast."
did some traveling. We did some graduating.
I'm like, "Well."
Dina's a
Yeah.
graduate. We're so
From
proud of
art
her.
school. Thank you. And you are, how many countries did you visit on this last trip?
Four.
Wow.
Four.
You
We
guys are
finally we went to
amazing.
Beirut finally, so I'll have to
Nice.
tell you about that. It was an amazing experience. It was a lot of fun. And
Good.
you look so sexy in your cap and gown.
Oh, thank you. I know my dad's like, "Are you gonna go for a master's?" I'm like, "Can I just have a break? Like, I don't want, I
They
just, I don't know if
want
I
more
want
and
it."
more and more.
I do love them though. That never ending like ladder. It's so sweet. He's like, "Yeah, master's, do it, just do it."
Yeah.
I don't
Well,
even
you and I
know.
will talk about that because I do have some advice for you for
Ideas. Okay.
ideas. Yeah, definitely some
Ideas.
tips. I've been
Yeah.
away. I'm curious, what's the deal with TikTok? Are they banning it or not?
So I think they've banned it from, I think, government employees' phones in Minnesota or Montana. I'm sorry, Montana maybe. Honestly, I'm just curious to see what happens next. But even if nothing gets banned, things eventually change. So everything that we used to like, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, over the years, we're not really using it anymore. We're not really, either there's too many advertisements or it's just kind of you're not getting the views. So even if it doesn't get banned, it'll change. And then we'll have something else that takes its place.
I think you know what it is. I think you and I have such a strange relationship with social media.
Yeah.
Like, I think we could walk away and not post for weeks.
Yeah.
But the deal was that if they banned TikTok, apparently they wanted creators to just close their IG accounts, which doesn't make sense to me because we both know content creators that work so hard on their pages. So as a protest, if they banned TikTok,
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
but I just don't, I mean, I don't think it's about us. I don't think we have that kind of following. And I
No.
for sure, and no, and thank you to everybody that's followed us on the headphones account.
Yeah,
Thank
that's
you
so
for following the
kind.
podcast and giving us a 5-star review.
Yeah.
It truly means the world to us. But we don't have that kind of following. I for sure don't
No.
deserve any followers. I'm too busy blocking people.
And I'm just like, I'm just in and out. I'm dipping my toes and then I'm leaving. Like I do have such a weird relationship with it. It's hard. I think social media is very, very hard. I think that also, I mean, from what I've seen of like the people from school that are a lot younger than me that I follow, they don't really post much either. They're not really, I think it's a weird, I don't really know many people that like if you're posting, I have a few friends that are influencers and that makes sense. So I know why they post. But I don't know. I feel like posting on social media is out, kind of. I've become even more guarded
Yes.
as to what
Yeah.
I post.
Yeah.
I think that it's a little dangerous sometimes. I don't know how people with children are still putting their children on social, like I don't care if you're private. Like you don't know what people do. You know what I'm saying? Like I just it's wild. And then with AI and AI like being able to
That terrifies me, that
and
whole thing.
yeah, I feel like people who argue that social media is bad but are not fazed by AI, it's funny. It's like you're worried about a hole in the ship when the whole fucking ship is sinking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's all like it's bad and we can't get rid of it, so we have to just understand it and like, be
Yeah,
responsible
and
with it.
be responsible with it,
Right.
especially when it comes to kids. I 100% agree with you. It's so funny that like I just find that conversation so interesting
Yeah.
because yeah, my husband hates social media. Roger
Oh,
hates it.
which makes sense.
I mean, I secretly, I mean, I'll share this. I make fun of him for it, but deep down, I
He's
secretly love
right.
it. I
I
love
love
that
it. Oh,
he's not
listen,
on there.
I know why
Deep
you love
down,
it.
I love it. I love that he's not on there. He could care less. I mean, he calls it 1984 in reverse.
It
It's like,
is,
we're doing
though.
it
It
to
is.
ourselves.
We are.
He's like, is there, why do you need to share that sushi?
Yeah, I
Because he just,
know.
I mean, but that's part of his personality. He just doesn't want anybody in his business, and he just doesn't have time. But he gets why artists need it,
Yeah.
why it's a job. So he
Right.
totally understands that part. I think the privacy is the issue, like personal stuff is the issue that he has with
Of
it.
course, of course.
And he just has, I've tried to convince him, and he has no interest. Like, he'll do something with chess because he
Yeah.
still plays chess. I think it has to do with how he grew up in Cuba, which was really oppressive, and you had people spying on you in every corner
Right.
just back in the day. That's not how it is now, just by the
Right.
way, everybody. Like our nephews have social media over
Right.
there,
Right.
but it's very different from how he grew up. And
Yeah.
if you said anything, if you were caught reading a certain book or watching a
Right.
certain film,
Yep.
you could get in trouble. So that's
Yeah.
part of
His aversion
why.
to it.
His yeah, he just it's a turn off. I'm like it's like shocking. He's like, he doesn't have a face. I mean, if he does and I don't know about it, like I don't know,
No, I
guys,
don't think so. And also, who's, yeah, no. Who has secret Facebooks anymore? Like, unless you're like a cop, you know what I mean? And you're trying to like find out stuff on somebody.
secretly, I don't tell him this because I like to poke fun, but it is a turn on that he's not on there.
Yeah,
I kind of love it.
I like the fact that Chris isn't so well versed.
And Chris isn't on
No, and I like the fact that he's not so well versed in technology. Like, it's very, very sweet. He's so smart. He's so smart. And it's just kind of like, he just doesn't really care. He just, for him, he doesn't care. I think he has,
he doesn't care. Yeah, same with
yeah,
Roger. Like I
like
think we
they're
just we married a two brains and
two great guys, two amazing men. But I, yeah, it's very interesting. I find that I am starting to say less when conversations come up about social media, just because everybody has their own opinion. I'm not a lawmaker. I'm not working in Silicon Valley. Like, I have nothing to add. You know what I mean? Like, people get so worked up about it. And sometimes I want to tell them, okay, then just delete all of your social media. Do it. Delete it. Like, I want to see you delete
You've done
everything.
it.
Oh,
You've
I
done
have done
it.
it. I've done it. But like, I
Yeah, you
come
could care
back.
less about it. Yeah,
Yeah, but I come
yeah.
back because I want to see my friends. I miss you
But
guys. And I can't
then
see you to send me.
every
Yeah.
now and then there's a cool feature that you just want to try. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
100%.
yeah, so it's kind of, I think
But I
with
think,
careful, I think it's
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
But I think I am having fun on TikTok right now. It still is pretty quote unquote free. It still is really interesting information. Take everything with a grain of salt and research and do your own thing. Like, everybody's selling snake oil. So, like, just be careful. That's it. And don't post your children anywhere. Keep it,
100,
you know,
100%. Yes.
keep them offline. Like, I don't even, I used to lo like, I love children and I have a lot of kids in my life, a lot of nieces, nephews, whatever, like friends, children, and I won't post them anymore just because I don't want to jump, just anything. It's a child, you know? And then also I have a few friends, work either for the government or whatever. I just won't name names or my relationships to them, but some of them don't even have social media, period.
Yeah.
It is not safe. And you start to wonder,
And
I don't
things
know.
bite
I'm
you
not
in
going to
the
get into
ass.
cameras.
I mean, we
They
won't get
do.
into too
They
much
do.
because
Yeah.
we're digressing, thanks to me. But
Yeah. No, it's okay.
things people could get in serious trouble. That man that cheated on this woman and then her followers started calling his job to get him fired. Can
And
we
that's the
please
thing.
stop
Like, that's a
oversharing?
lot.
Can we
That
not?
is a lot. You guys, you're going to get somebody
No.
fired. Like, maybe just raise up money for a divorce lawyer for her. That's really good. Don't get somebody fired from, like,
Fired for it.
that's,
Yeah.
and okay, he's a jerk, but like,
Yeah.
you're almost afraid as a civilian to just walk outside because you're going to be like, God forbid somebody has a bad day. God forbid somebody has a mental health disorder. Like, you don't know what's going on in somebody else's life. I hate the
Yeah. And
initial reaction of
also,
everybody is to like pull out a phone.
exactly. That's exactly it. And we have to be careful not oversharing.
Yeah.
Bringing people into your business is really very dangerous. So it's kind
But it's like, but
of.
even just being outside in the world, being at a grocery store, what if
Yes.
something happens and somebody's gonna what take out the phone and record you? Like, what is that? I don't understand that. Like, I don't know.
Actually, I'm going to tell you, I did not see that in Europe the way I see it here.
Girl,
So
in
I think it's
Texas.
here. It's here.
Yeah, but in Texas, I didn't even see that. When I was in Dallas visiting my friend, four of us, like three of us, went to visit a friend of ours in Texas. And I went out to the first night we were there, we went out to a country club. Barely any phones. Everybody was literally talking and dancing. And I was in heaven. I was like, this is insane.
Oh, I love
Then
that.
that night we went to In-N-Out and we saw kids, and this is maybe 11, 12 at night, whatever. We saw kids in the In-N-Out outdoor seating area, not on their phones, just being teenagers together. And I was like, what twilight? What weird world am I in? But I love it. It was so refreshing. And I
Is.
felt so old saying that. I'm like, look at everybody not on their phones. Like, it was so funny.
Apparently, there is. You were right. There is a younger, it might be Z, Gen, I mean, it might
Z,
be a
Gen
little bit
Z,
younger Gen
Alpha.
Z, just
Yeah.
not, they're not having it. There's a group saying that I don't want to be on social media at all. So I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, that is refreshing. Wow.
Well, it is. I mean, and granted, yes, I was in an art school, but I went to school with these younger people, this generation, and the Gen Z and the Gen Z. Now I really sound old. But anyways, but no, some of them barely post on social media. One of the students refuses to get on TikTok. Like, they don't care. There's nothing that they're trying to subscribe to. There's not. Because also they grew up with cameras in their faces, right? So they have a different experience than we've had.
That's
Everything of theirs
right.
was uploaded. So like we're just too, there's a huge gap there between us where we overshare everything online and they barely share stuff on. And of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. This is not a hard and fast
Yes.
thing, but it's
Right.
so refreshing to just see like them kind of go, no, yeah, I'm good. I'm not doing that.
I'm not
That's fine.
interested in it.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Anyways,
Anyway, we're good. Okay, so we do. Oh, I mean, always. We always gonna digress and chat.
but whatever, it's fine.
It's fine.
This is
Okay.
us.
Thanks for sticking around, guys. All
Yeah.
right, let's get started. All right, Dina, what's the criteria for a solid film soundtrack to you?
Okay. So, I think for me, if it brings the characters just to that next level. If it really, because I feel like music is the fourth thing, you know? I feel like it's that extra thing that if it's okay, you're going to overlook it and not hear it. But if it's good, man, it's like a flavor enhancer. It's like MSG or whatever spice you want to put in your food to just like bring out the flavors. And it's so important for me. I think that it helps the characters a lot. And if I obviously like, if it makes me feel nostalgic, or if it's, you know, if it's, let's say from a movie today, and then in 10 years I put the soundtrack on, I'm like, oh my God, this was 2023. What a crazy fun time. So I think nostalgia is really good. And then also not so much soundtracks that I'll listen to, but I love movies that sometimes have a very, very, very pared down dialogue. And so the soundtrack just it fills that void of where the words aren't doing it, but you have the music to do it. So like Arrival, There Will Be Blood, the fr and there because There Will Be Blood, the first true sentence spoken by Daniel Day-Lewis was at the 14-minute mark,
That's right.
you know. So and it was Johnny Greenwood's soundtrack that carried the first 14 minutes, and it was very, very interesting. So again,
Excellent. That's
yeah,
right.
that's yeah. So what about you?
I mean, I think for a solid film that I enjoy every single song, I think is
Okay.
great. That it's good from start to finish.
Yeah.
And if I'm able to discover a new song, a song that was specifically made for the film, that's great.
Yeah.
And if the music plays an integral role in the
Yes.
storyline, like if it makes the movie better in some way, or if it adds significantly, to a scene. To me, perfect example is Silence of the Lambs, when Buffalo
Yes.
Bill's dancing to Cue Lazarus. You can't unhear that and you can't
No.
unsee it. And then every time you think about that scene, you think about the song. And if you hear the song, you think about the scene. So
Yep.
it's amazing. It's game over,
Yeah,
when you have
truly.
something like that.
I totally agree. Okay, let's get into our picks, Millie. What's up first?
Okay, so there's so many soundtracks that I love, and this was extremely hard. So I tried very hard to narrow down, guys. And I'm kind of disappointed with myself because I see here that like I have so many dick flicks.
You know what? It's
I knew.
okay. It's okay.
All right. The first one is Stand By Me, 1986, directed by Rob Reiner. The soundtrack features oldies from the 50s and the early 60s. I personally love oldies, real oldies. I guess now the 80s, 80s music is considered oldies.
Yes, that's weird.
It's so strange to me. But I remember there was an oldies radio station I used to listen to as a kid that I loved that just played 50s oldies. I was probably like 8 or 9, and it just helped me expand my taste in music, that movie. And it's just, it really educated me on music. And the songs I love from the film are Every Day by Buddy Holly. It has Yakety Yak by the Coasters and Lollipop by the Cordettes. And my favorite scene is where the boys are walking on the train track singing Lollipop. And River Phoenix has such an incredible dialogue. He was such a gifted actor. I love him. So I just, it has really sweet moments with the boys and the music. It kind of like carries it to the end of the film, which I really, really love. Next up is Goodfellas from 1990, directed by Martin Scorsese. I love this film.
One of my favorites.
It's on my top five list, and I'm gonna say something that I'm gonna get so much hate for. I think it's better than The Godfather.
Don't you feel
Yep.
like The Godfather is too much? Like it's like,
I think this was 10 times more entertaining. I love the storyline better. They're gonna come for me, but it's
But no,
okay.
but they're also kind of two different films, even though they're like under the mobster category. They're
They're
two
very
totally
different.
different films, but at the same time, Goodfellas, hands down for me as well, beats out The Godfather because The Godfather is like an epic. The Godfather is an epic. Like Star Wars, like it's a multi-story epic, whereas Goodfellas is just kind of raw and it's oh God,
It's
it's so
such a good
good.
movie.
It's
It's such
so
a
good.
freaking good movie.
It's good. Joe Pesci, man. Oh my
He's
God.
my favorite. Forget about De Niro. Forget about Pacino. It's
Wait a
all
minute.
about
Forget about De
Pesci.
Niro. Wait
Well,
a
no, I'll never
minute.
forget about De Niro.
Not my
But
man.
okay. Oh, are you Team Al or Team Robert? I love Robert De
Depends.
Niro.
I love Robert De Niro,
I love Robert De Niro.
but
He's for sure. That's
well,
so
like he's
funny.
just so cute. Yeah, but also like Al Pacino when he played in The Devil's Advocate when he was a devil. Like,
That's another good film.
it
But
is good.
I love Pesci. I think he just stole the film. Like, I think he was
Pesci's the
excellent.
best, man.
He's excellent in this. And so Scorsese chose the songs for Goodfellas. His rule for the soundtrack was that he would only use music that could have been heard at that time, which is just, it sets the stage, right? It sets the mood of the time. And the music ranges from 50s and up, 50s to 70s. My faves are Baby I Love You by Aretha Franklin, Mannish Boy by Muddy Waters, Sunshine of Your Love by Cream, and Layla by Eric Clapton. So everybody usually talks with when it comes to this movie, they usually talk about the restaurant scene. Aaron are walking inside the Copacabana through the back, and the camera follows them, right? And then He Kissed Me by the Crystals is playing. But my favorite scene, which I think is the best, is Nielsen's jump into the fire because Ray Liotta's character is driving and he's completely ripped on coke.
That's
And you
crazy.
have
That's crazy.
Harry Nielsen playing. It's just such a good song. If funny enough, it's not on the soundtrack, which I don't understand, but there were so many songs in the film that didn't make it to the soundtrack. And I'll say this for Martin Scorsese, like he really knows how to pick a tune because such a great soundtrack to complement the film. Really, really good.
Are you gonna go see his new film?
Yes, I'm so excited about it.
I
I
know.
think, I mean,
Wait, are you gonna see that before Oppenheimer and Barbie? What's your of the three? What's the rotation? I think
probably
Oppenheimer is gonna
Oppenheimer.
be first.
Yeah,
Okay.
first.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I'm going to see
And
Barbie first because I love
I know
Barbie.
I love Barbie. She looks so beautiful in her. And did you see that Vogue cover?
Yeah, she
Was it
looks
Vogue?
great.
Yeah, she looks
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. I mean, that
Yeah, of
woman's
course.
gorgeous. Yeah.
Naturally. Okay, next.
Next is Jackie Brown from 1997, directed by Quentin Tarantino. Yes, we know that he's problematic. I love his soundtracks. So Tarantino, like Scorsese, he knows how to pick good tracks and he has great taste in music, knows what works for film scenes. Like, how do we get that job? We need to go do that
No,
job.
but you know what's really nice about a director having a something so complete in their head that they even have their hand in editing and then in choosing the music. That's what is great about a good director. And that's why it's just kind of like, well, Tarantino has a style. So it's like Wes Anderson. There's a style, we
Yeah,
know it, you know.
exactly.
But I mean, I think for me, I think if I were a director, 110%, I would have my hands in the music jar and be picking along with the producer, like, we're doing this together. You don't have final
Yeah,
say.
exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
Yeah.
I think I'm hooked on all of his soundtracks.
Yes.
And Jackie Brown for me is my favorite Tarantino film. It may not be the best. It's just my favorite. The
Okay.
soundtrack is pure R&B soul.
Yes.
I'm hooked. I love it. There are a few gems from other genres, but the bulk edited on the majority of the songs during the writing stage of the movie, and he does that for most of his films. So
Yeah.
the theme is Across 110th Street by Bobby Womack, which I love. Natural High by Bloodstone is in it. Didn't I Blow Your Mind by the Delphonics?
Yeah.
And to me, my favorite scene is when Jackie walks into the mall for the final exchange and you hear Street Life by Randy Crawford. And I love that song. I grew up on that song. It's such a good film. And the next film is again by Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs from 1992.
What a great film.
For you 70s lovers, which I am. So the snippets of dialogue from the film are great. And Tarantino likes to include dialogue in most of his soundtracks too. And if you haven't seen this film, there's something wrong with you because
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic. You
this
kind of
is
have to
such
see
a
it.
good film. There's a fictional radio station that is it has a major role throughout the film, and it's K-Billy Super Sound of the 70s. And all music from 70s, and the DJ is comedian Stephen Wright, who shares his voice. He has a really iconic voice, very monotone, which I think is so funny. So some of the songs are Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede, Little Green Bag by George Baker
Oh,
Selection.
yes.
That's so good.
So good.
I Gotcha by Joe Tex and Stuck in the Middle with You by Sealer's
Yes.
Wheel is that iconic
Yes.
scene where Mr. Blonde chops the ear of the cop.
Yes.
And he does his little dance. And I bet you he Madsen cannot get away from that scene. I bet you they play that song every time he walks into a room.
Oh my gosh.
But my favorite scene is the closing credits after Mr. Pink, which, by the way, Mr. Pink is the best name. Fuck all the other colors. It's all about Mr. Pink.
Yeah.
And he takes the bag, and then Coconut by Harry Nilsson plays. Like Chef
Yes.
Kiss. That to me is
Yes.
like the best closing ever. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. It's such a good film. I know
It
he's
really is.
problematic,
But who, I mean, I hate
but.
to say this, and I'm not defending anybody, but if you're human, you are problematic to somebody out in
We
the world.
are. All of
Like,
us
so
are.
again, it's like, it's the thing of, there are some people where I refuse to support them as much as I can. I just try not to support their endeavors. But some, it's like, you know, what are you gonna, I don't know. Like, what are you gonna stop living then? Everybody's problematic. You're gonna stop buying things. You're gonna live in the woods by yourself. And, you know, I mean,
I just think he's such a badass director. I love all his films.
yeah,
I love all his films. I
I
just
tried
do.
to ignore him and I just really enjoy. Like, I didn't see the one with Margot Robbie, the Once Upon a Time in
I
Hollywood.
did. I liked it.
Okay, because I know my brother liked it too, and he keeps telling me I should see it, but I'm a little
Again,
delayed.
good soundtrack.
Yeah,
A good
always.
60s, good 60s soundtrack that I think
Yeah.
you would love it. But I mean, what can you do? You got to enjoy the films. All right.
Yeah.
Next up is Moonlight from 2016, directed by Barry Jenkins. Beautiful film, beautiful soundtrack, film in Miami, mostly in Liberty City. My favorite song is I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this correctly, but
Oh,
Cucurucucu from
but
Paloma
yes,
by
yeah.
Caetano Veloso.
Yeah, he's that song.
Yeah, Kyron, who is the main character in the film, he's driving in the hallway and it cuts to kids playing on the beach and that song plays. And it's just, to me, such a work of art. It's a really beautiful film. It's just gorgeous to even to look at. And there's a little bit of everything in the soundtrack. It's not just one genre. There are songs by Goody Mob, Aretha Franklin, and Mozart. And then you have these beautiful soul songs. And, you know, I think one of them is a gospel group, the Supreme Jubilees. It'll All Be Over. So beautiful. It's hard to pick a scene. I honestly think the film is so eye-catching, but I love it when he's riding on the Metro Mover in Miami because I'm constantly on the Mover. And Barry Jenkins actually made the Mover look so beautiful. So it's just a gorgeous film and a
I feel
gorgeous
like
soundtrack, you know?
this film, I feel, is it can be all stills. Like some films
Yes.
are better as just like, a movie, but this one, like you're right, every scene is stunning. Every scene is heartbreaking. Every scene is the color. Oh my God, the
The
coloring of this
color.
film. Oh my God.
You photography fans would love this. It's
Yes.
absolutely stunning. It's
Yeah.
absolutely stunning and it's heartbreaking but
Yeah.
hopeful, and
Yeah.
it's just a beautiful movie. Match Point from 2005, directed by Woody Allen. Again, problematic, but
Super problematic.
okay. But this is a beautiful soundtrack. It consists of pre-World War I 78 RPM phonograph record. So the sound of these old recordings adds so much to the film and the mood of the film. If, for anybody that's watched it, you could kind of hear the crackle. And opera lovers would love will be very happy with this soundtrack because you have all these wonderful arias together. I remember I saw the film in the theater, and I immediately went out and got the soundtrack the next day because the soundtrack, to me, it made a much bigger impact than the film for
Yeah.
me.
Okay.
But the soundtrack is excellent. Again, the majority are arias sung by Italian tenor Enrico Caruso. Una fortuna. Fortiva Lagrima plays several times throughout the film. It's really haunting. And there's arias from Macbeth, La Traviata, and Othello. Really, really beautiful, beautiful soundtrack. So, and I'm going to add one more because I can't believe that I was going to cut it.
What?
And I just remembered Rushmore.
Yeah.
Rushmore, directed
I
by
mean,
Wes Anderson. I mean, this is on
another
my
one.
phone. Yeah.
Another one, yeah.
I have to include it. It's on my phone. I listen to the soundtrack a lot by Wes Anderson and Owen Wilson. I apparently Wes Anderson wanted the entire film soundtrack to be primarily of songs by the Kinks, and I'm really
Okay.
happy he didn't go that
Yeah,
direction. I'm happy
no.
that, you know, he chose another way, although I love the Kinks. But there's a scene where Max Fisher, the B scene in the hotel
Yes.
room, and you have
Yes.
the Who playing. Oh
Yes.
gosh, iconic. And I think my other favorite scene is where he finally introduces Bill Murray's character to his dad, and Cat Stevens is playing the
Yes.
wind.
Yes.
I mean, Bill Murray did a really, really great job in this film. Like,
Yeah.
he's kind of crying, and it's a really, to me, poignant moment and such a beautiful song to go with it. I adore this soundtrack. I think it's just incredible. It's an incredible soundtrack. I'm gonna go quickly on the honorable mentions.
That's
All
okay.
right. I don't know how many you have. I think I'm do I have way too many?
No. No,
Okay.
you're good.
All right. So I'll go quickly on honorable mentions. So first up is Judgment Night from 1993. Every song is a in the soundtrack is a collaboration between a hip hop artist and rock artist.
Okay. Oh.
My favorite track is I Love You, Mary Jane by Sonic Youth and Cypress Hill.
That's a great song.
I love that song. It's so
That's a
good. And
great
such a
song.
really good, it has Dennis Leary and Emilio Estevez. I don't know if anybody remembers that film. It's from the early 90s. Really
Emilio
interesting.
Estevez, wow.
Yeah. That's back. I mean, that's back in the day. It's a really interesting film, but the soundtrack is killer. They have songs from Faith No More, The Booyah Tribe, Teenage Fan Club, De La Soul. I recommend the movie and the soundtrack. Next is 500 Days of Summer, which I really can't stand the characters in this film, but is full of
No.
nice indie hits.
You know why you can't stand them? Because we were surrounded by them. It was so
I
annoying.
cannot stand neither one of them.
I knew too many people like that, and I can't.
It's a cute film. It's a cute film, and the songs are nice. They have nice tracks by Regina Spektor. The characters are just a bit blah, and I'm not really a fan of Summer. I'm not a
No.
fan of him either.
Yeah.
But the soundtrack is solid. It's a solid soundtrack. And Flashdance from 1983, because
Wow.
it's an 80s dream.
Yeah.
The soundtrack played over and over again in my youth. My babysitters loved this. It has Euro disco, dance, pop. The producer was Giorgio Moroder and had Maniac, Gloria, What a Feeling by Irene Cara. I mean, everybody knows. And my favorite scene is Manhunt. I love when she's a choreographer and dancer and an actress, Cynthia Rhodes, does
Yeah.
this choreography on for the song Manhunt by Karen Kamen. So good. It's just so good. It's so good. And I'm just going to do a quick nod to the Great Gatsby soundtrack because I love Lana's Young and Beautiful. It's
Yeah.
beautiful. It's a beautiful song. I don't care what anybody says. I love that song.
And
And
it's Lana, though. We can't, you
we
know.
can't. I'm sorry. I'm
Yeah.
not going to not include that song. And I don't think my last two really count because they're musicals. So should we count them? I don't
Yeah,
know.
count them.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show. Of
Okay,
course.
of
It's
course.
my all-time favorite soundtrack ever. I don't care. I love it. It's
Yes.
great. We may do a musical theater episode, you guys, soon. Who knows?
Who
But
knows?
every song in this is killer.
Is so good.
It's so good. And Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Because what's not to love? It's Prince.
Prince on a
And
motorcycle,
on a
please.
motorcycle. And that soundtrack is just the 80s all rolled. I mean, it's iconic. When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, I Would Die For You. I mean, everything is in here.
Like, imagine you were the reason Prince wrote I Would Die For You. I would literally die.
I would truly die.
I would die. I'd be like, well, I'm going first, I guess. He's like, that song is so good. It is so good.
It's so good. And okay, I'll add Boogie Nights.
Yeah, that's a great soundtrack.
And we'll keep adding because
There's always more.
there's always more. Okay, all you. Take it away.
Okay, my first one is the 2001 film Amelie. The composer was Jan Tiersen. So the director, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, had initially thought of Michael Nyman to compose a score for the film, but a production assistant had introduced him to Tiersen and he loved it. He actually bought his catalog, and so a lot of the soundtrack is from Tiersen's like first record maybe. But my favorite song, which is not on the record, not on the soundtrack, but it is in the movie. So, like you said, they don't apply everything from the movie to the soundtrack.
Right.
So, the song that I loved is Our Demons by the Glitch Mob Pair of Arrows remix. And it's in the scene where Amelie is like looking for the guy that she's been stalking and obsessed over. And she's
Yes.
trying to ask the stripper who's like in the middle of her like set. And oh my God, the perfect song, the perfect, like, and the stripper is like in the middle of a room with like windows all around. So she's by, like, essentially she's by herself in a room. So she feels free, like, nobody can touch you, whatever. And people are watching her, but like, she's like in her own zone and the song is playing. And I'm like, oh my God, that is perfect. It is so
Oh,
good. I love it.
it's such a good scene. I can't
Oh.
believe it's not on the soundtrack.
No, but
Oh.
I doubt, like, I listen to it all the time because it's one of my favorites. The next film is American Hustle from 2013. Director David O. Russell stated that the music was like the driving factor for the film, especially the main characters. So, like we said earlier when we were discussing what makes a film soundtrack, like Russell was using this to enhance and push the characters' personalities and storylines forward. The compilation won a Grammy and received many accolades, and it's a great mix of like 60s, 70s, 80s, like Live and Let Die. Like, come on.
Yes.
Like, come
So
on.
good. So
So
good.
good. And for me, I feel like the soundtrack is so vital to this movie because Russell insisted on it and he, you know, created it that way, that it's almost like you can see their auras. Like, that's how vital it is. Like when the music is playing in the background and like let's say they're walking into the club or they're doing a deal or wow, it's so good. I love it. Love, love, love
Amy
it.
Adams has so much confidence
Oh, those
in
outfits are
this, in
killer,
those
killer,
dresses.
killer.
It's Halston Dream. I mean, she has so much confidence in this film. She's so sexy.
Well, she had
Oh.
to be, and I think she played the character so well
Oh, she
because
was great.
she's a hustler. Like they're both hustlers, and I think that's the beauty of their story together with them is like nobody else could have really competed with him like she could. You know, nobody else could deal and wheel with him like she could. Like his wife, who he married because he felt bad for the boy, you know, but when she was like, she's not cut out for that. So God, she's so good. And then like, yeah, like the low cut silk tops with the knee skirts and the, oh my God. I wanted the
But
wardrobe.
I wanted her whole wardrobe, and she has
Everything.
this really cool necklace that I guess the
Yes.
stylist got from Etsy with images of Duke Ellington.
Yeah, that was in the pool scene.
In the pool scene, yes, I have one. I have one of those
Stop.
bracelets. I have one. Mine has Billie Holiday, Nina Simone, Etta James.
Aw.
I got it from the same seller.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, I love
You know what?
that.
Well, I'll take a photo and I'll share it on our stories. Cool. It's really cool. It's such a good soundtrack too.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, it's so good. Yeah, like I mean the 70s and the 80s and oh, it's amazing. Oh, and speaking, okay, so back to American Hustle. Bradley Cooper's perm. Girl.
I mean, it's that deserved an Oscar, honey.
Like his character was
I
so
think
despicable.
it's so despicable, but I think that got a Golden Globe. The perm got a Golden Globe
God.
because it is so,
It
I
was
mean,
another character.
it was another character. Like, I'm Bradley
My
Cooper. This was,
God.
this is my perm.
Oh my God, he was sitting in the rollers at his mom's like kitchen table. That just reminds me of like some people that I've dated. Like, just you know, woof. Do you know what I mean? Woof,
It just
big
gave you
time.
the ick, really.
It gave me the ick, and then I remembered the icks that I've dated, and I was like, ugh, it's even worse. Okay, the next one is Trainspotting from 1996. There are two soundtracks. The first one was released in the first half of 1996. The other album was released in October of that year, containing 21 songs that didn't make the initial cut for the rec like for the first record. My favorite song from the record, though, is Underworld's Born Slippy Nux, which was a single for the film. And it's such a good song. It kind of encapsulates the frenzy of the film. I can't watch the movie again because the baby scene, like I
The bit
can't, yeah,
I
I
saw
can't.
that in the I saw that in the theaters. It was
God, that
so
sucks.
uncomfortable to watch
Yeah,
then.
I can't. I
It's
really can't.
it just kind
It's
of makes you feel really like you kind of want to crawl out, out of your
your
skin
skin,
type of thing.
yes. And it's not even like it's just because I forgot if, because again, I won't watch it, but again, I forgot if they showed it or if they just kind of alluded to it, and then you just see the visceral reaction of the characters as they're like taking it in. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
I don't know.
right.
Did they show it?
They didn't show it.
Okay, that's why. Okay, so but the
Not
acting was so
my cut. They
good.
might be an uncut
Oh
film,
God, no, thank you. No,
but no,
thanks.
they
No.
didn't. They didn't.
Because the acting was so good. And again, like
Incredible.
Requiem for a Dream, I can't watch that movie again. There's
I
no
watched
way
it
in hell.
once, and I will never,
No.
ever, ever watch it again.
No. I watched it 1.5 times. Not even halfway through. I just start crying violently and I'm like, I have to stop
No, I just
it.
won't. There's some movies you could see them once. You really don't have to
Why don't they
revisit.
just show that at schools?
You know
I know
what?
it's graphic, but like,
No, but hey,
show it.
I mean, yeah, you want to get somebody off drugs?
Yeah, like it's sad. Oh God, it's anyways. But
Yeah.
yeah, great movie. Not seeing it again. The next one, I have two documentaries on here. The first one is Searching for Sugar Man, from 2012, and it's a documentary about the artist named Rodriguez from Detroit, who kind of left into obscurity. And these two documentary filmmakers were kind of, and they're, I think we are from South Africa, were wondering what happened to him. And it's beautiful and sad and. The soundtrack is all of his music. And I'm happy that people were curious about this person and sought him out and made this movie because it reintroduced me to his work. And I mean, it's good for fall. Like, this is a fall soundtrack. I wouldn't necessarily really listen to it on warm nights, but his voice is so beautiful. Like, his song, I Think of You. I think I've mentioned it on this pod before for other lists, but like,
It's gorgeous.
oh my God, it's gorgeous. He's
It's
just,
gorgeous.
yeah. The next film, I think, you know what's really sad about this is the majority of these are all sad movies. That's funny. Or depressing. So way to go me. I can never ever just be happy. Ever. But I promise you I am. I'm like super happy.
This is the Goth Channel. Like, come
This
on.
is the Goth Channel. Next movie is Children of Men from 2006. So,
Yeah.
funny story about this one. I forgot that I had seen it. Thank God for siblings, because I forget stuff that happened in my life and they correct me all the time. All the time. So, one of my siblings was like, "No, you dummy, we saw it together." Like, where was I?
The film was forgettable,
No,
and
you
you
know what?
just
It
like the
was.
soundtrack.
It was just depressing, and I think I was like disassociating. It was
Yeah,
just very
blocked
dis
it out.
I did.
Block it out.
So it's depressing. It's like a post-apocalyptic film about women, and women can't have babies anymore. But like, there's one woman who is pregnant, and Clive Owen is like leading her to refuge somewhere, and so you're on pins and needles the whole time. So that's not comfortable. But it's really like the soundtrack is like hitting shuffle on your very cool iPod. You're very hip. You know you're hip. Like, my favorite songs are Tomorrow Never Knows by Junior Parker, Ruby Tuesday, but the Franco Battiato version, Running the World, Jarvis Cocker. Just really cool songs that, you don't really hear. But I feel like because it has a mix of like English, I don't know who the director is. Maybe he's English too. So, because Jarvis Cocker, you rarely hear him on anything stateside, you know? Next is Caramel by our well, the film's by Nadine Lebaki and the soundtrack is by her husband Khaled Munazir. It's from 2007, and this is Nadine Lebaki's debut directorial film, and she also starred as one of the main characters. And the film is soundtrack is kind of a mix of Western and Eastern orchestra, so a lot of the music is kind of like orchestra based, Western orchestra, and you have like little hints of or like Arab instruments, and there are some just purely Arab instrumental songs on there too.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful. And so like lots of Eastern scale, but this movie is so beautiful. It's about five women that work at a salon and their personal lives and what they're going through and their ages range. And Nadine Lebaki is a very successful, very, very successful director. She also and she stars in her movies too. But I think her movie that kind of gained international success was Capernaum, which I think debuted at like Cannes and was pr I again I couldn't watch it because it was like just children, refugees. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a seat on this one. I'm good. The next documentary is Heavy Metal in Baghdad from 2007.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah. So like
that.
yeah, so Vice, which take it or leave it, follows Iraqi heavy metal band members that are across the Ceuta during Operation Iraqi Freedom and a few years
I
after that.
heard about this. Yes,
Yeah.
yeah.
And so this is one of my favorite musical docs because I just went to Mubi.com and I just punched in like Iraq, and everything that came up on Iraq was war based. That's all that we're known for. We're not known for anything else but war.
That's, oh gosh.
Yeah. So they did, I think, a good job of reporting. They did a good job of showcasing, oh, an active, like dangerous situation. And then of these five musicians who are Iraqi that were kind of oppressed because if you're different, if you look different, they couldn't grow their hair out. Like if you headbang, they think it's like it's a Jewish thing and you can be in trouble for like they couldn't do anything. And actually one part of the documentary, this was when Saddam was still president, They had to make a song praising Saddam because they were like, or we get killed or jailed.
Or
So,
you get
like, yeah, we're
right.
gonna just do it. So, but really great, great documentary. I actually saw them when I was living in Michigan, I think in 2010 or 11. It was a weird venue. It was at a college in my hometown, and I went with my best friend, and it was a weird venue, but I'm glad I got to see them live. And of course, like, they all got different visas to different places. Like, they're not all in the same country, I don't think, right now. So that's kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah. Next one is Brown Sugar from 2002.
Oh, good. Oh, I
It's one of my
love
all-time favorite rom-coms.
So
And
good.
it's so good. It's about two friends who bonded over hip hop as children. And like, over the years, their friendship and eventual romance. And the soundtrack is so good. Badu, Common, Blackalicious, Labi Siffre, Mary J. I mean,
Everybody.
everybody. It is so
Everybody.
good and has all the cute guys and all the hot girls, like eye candy, ear candy. What more do you want? You know?
So good. So
Yeah.
good.
They're like, it's such a sweet, sweet, sweet film, especially because they bonded over music, Millie. What music nerd's dream is it? You know, it's all of our
Yeah.
dream.
All of our dreams. Like, oh gosh, he likes Shabazz Palaces.
I know.
He's
He's
the
the tumor. Marry me now.
Oh, that's
I
it.
know. He also hates Taylor Swift. Just kidding. We don't
It's
hate. I just
over.
like to, I just at this point, I just like to crack the jokes, you know? The next is Tank Girl from 1995. So it's based on Tank Girl comics, and it's set in a post-apocalyptic Australia in the year 2033, and drought is the major issue. There's no water anywhere, and that's what kind of, I think, like, wars and different factions are just trying to steal from one another is water. And the soundtrack posts popular indie darlings and rockers of the time, like Portishead, Björk, Hole, Bush, L7, and others. The movie tanked, like, pun
It
intended.
did
Yeah.
so bad. It did
Pun.
so
Yeah,
bad.
very
And
much
it's
intended. But it's become a cult hit though, because of all of the comic book fans and then the other people that are fans that found it. Like, I'm a fan. I never read the comic book, but I'm a huge fan of the movie. And I have
I
it on
love it.
VHS.
Oh my gosh, you
I
do?
do.
I
Ask
have the
me.
soundtrack on DVD.
Yeah,
Like, not
ask
DVD, on CD.
CD. Yeah, ask me if I have a VHS player. I
I have
don't.
it. You don't?
I
I do.
You
I'm gonna
want.
admit it. I still have mine. I still have
I
mine.
should
I can't.
probably, yeah.
I have a hard time getting rid of
That's
things.
okay. That's fine. I just never had one. Like, I had one at my parents' house, but like, I didn't take it with me. Oh.
Tank Girl was such a good, it's such a good soundtrack.
It's so
Like, I
good.
mean, the moment you hear Army of Me, it's just,
Yeah.
it's over. It's
Yeah.
over.
And then, okay, so like, the acting, it is a bit cheesy, but that's the point of it. It's supposed to be feminist and cheesy and kind of like hokey, but it's great. And it did
It
look
is.
low
It's
budget. I
fun.
don't care.
It's just fun. A lot of the movies from that time did, though. It's not the only
Yeah,
one.
no. Next up is Birdman from 2014, one of my favorite movies. I love that it was about an actor that played a superhero. Like, literally, I think this was Michael Keaton's comeback. I remember this distinctly being his
It
comeback.
was. It
Yeah.
was. Yep.
And
Yep.
he nailed it. He like hit it out of the park. It was great.
And he was the only Batman. Sorry.
No, wait, what? I'm sorry, Christian Bale, who? What? No.
Oh, for me, he was the only Batman. I just love his Bat. I love Tim Burton's Batman.
Val
Like,
Kilmer? Okay, George Clooney was the worst. George Clooney was the worst Batman.
oh, we could
But
totally skip that. Yeah,
Val
skip.
Kilmer was good. Michael
Okay,
Keaton.
I didn't mind Val Kilmer's
But
Batman.
your man, Christian Bale, come on. He was so serious.
He was so
I
serious.
loved how serious he was. That's my poison. Just brooding, brooding men. It's
Brooding.
my poison. And I'll admit it. I don't care. Just kidding. Those days are gone anyways. Chris is a happy. He's a happy camper. Oh, but Robert Pattinson also sucks. Not my favorite. You know who sucks worse? And I
Who?
love this actor. Paul Dano is the Joker. What?
What?
What was
No,
that?
absolutely not.
I
Absolutely not.
respected him. I loved his
No,
work.
I think he's a great actor, but no.
That was
No.
not it. That was not it.
That was not it.
Because
That was
especially
not the thing.
after two, like, I think his, so, okay. His character was better suited for a Michael Keaton movie. Or like, actually, no, not my George Clooney's movie. Because that's kind of like the acting that they're good actors, but they're kind of being really weird. So like, just stick him in that, right? Poison
Right,
Ivy
because
is
something similar
safe.
to like Uma and Jim Carrey. Right,
Yeah,
I
or like,
agree.
yeah,
I
Arnold
agree.
Schwarzenegger as the Iceman or
Right.
whatever. Okay,
Yeah,
so
I agree. I
that's my
agree.
issue because Robert Pattinson was very serious because he just came off like we just had Christian Bale. So like, you know, whatever. Is my
I
cat crying right
just.
now? Girl, he is so noisy. It's I call him Pavarotti, that's his middle name.
I can't hear him.
No, well, I can. Yeah, you'll hear him soon enough.
You
But
can hear him?
yeah, Pavarotti's calling. His set is on. No, but like he and also after like Heath Ledger and then Joaquin Phoenix doing the standalone Joker movie, how do you do that? Like, how did that happen?
I have no idea. I have no
That's
idea,
very
but
upsetting.
I think now it's just gonna the floodgates. And apparently Gaga's in the sequel.
Yeah, she is. But she's in with what's his face? Jared Leto? No, no.
I'm sorry, no, I
No, wait,
refuse.
is
I hate him. I hate him
no,
as a
I am.
Joker.
Yeah, he wasn't
No.
great. He was great.
No.
No, he wasn't great. Again, it's like not,
Actually, I
whatever.
just don't I guess I don't like that whole series. Yeah.
Why are
No.
you shitting on a rich man who is trying to avenge his parents'
I just
death?
don't. No.
Well, that's
No.
sad for you. What are you like into Superman? What are you into Superman?
Superhero. Who do I like? Okay, there's Superman,
I
there's
like
Batman,
Batman because he's like the
Spider-Man.
oh, you know what? I'm so predictable. God, the Dark Knight. I'm so lame. You know what? Even I'm gonna just sit down. I'm too
Okay,
much.
I honestly, who's a superhero? I tend to go for villains. I love the Joker. That's my favorite villain, I think. The
Could you
Joker's great.
imagine? No, because Jim Carrey's Joker like really annoyed me. If that was
But did you
my
like Jack
man,
Nicholson's Joker?
I like Tommy Lee Jones Two-Faced. How about that?
Okay, I did too. I did
I liked
too.
it. He was funny and he was dangerous.
But the Dark Knight was everything. I'm sorry.
No, it was very good. It was very, very
Was
good. It
very
was
good.
really good.
Yeah.
But I like the cat, like, yeah, and I like the Two-Face from that one too. He used to be a good guy, now
Yeah.
he's a bad guy. He's
Guy.
hot, like, he's perfect.
I like those complex characters. Like, I love a Jekyll and Hyde. I just do.
I think I'm good. I'm good. Give me one or the other. Like, give me some depth. Yeah, I don't need you to be, you know, like one trick pony. But like,
Right.
Joker was really messed up.
I thought it was so
I
sad.
think he was all just Jekyll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sad. It was
Yeah.
sad. And
It was
Joaquin
sad.
Phoenix, he's great. He really is.
Oh,
He's a good actor.
that movie was really good. And that was sad. That broke my
That's
heart.
heartbreaking. Yeah.
Yeah, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
But so the soundtrack for Birdman, the dialogue, so the soundtrack is like the fourth character. Because it's kind of a f like frantic. The camera actions are just kind of, I think you're in his head. You're in Birdman's head, which is so
Yeah.
interesting. And I love that. And I like that the camera work is all over the place. And I like that this whole soundtrack is jazz that spans from frantic to traditional to minimal. Love the soundtrack. Can listen to it all the time. It is 10 out of 10 gold star. So
Yeah,
good.
and it works with that movie. It's just
Oh,
so, it's
because
genius, the
the pacing
pacing.
is asynchronous. And so
Yeah.
then you have jazz, and it's just such a beautiful marriage of music and art and oh, good, so good.
Absolutely, yeah, I
And
agree.
like people like spinning, like you're turning your head, you're in Birdman, you're turning to see your daughter, you're turning away, like wow, it's oof, so good. Anyways, the last one is High Fidelity from the year 2000,
Oh, I
23
remember
years
that.
ago. Yeah.
Yep.
So I have a very special place in this heart. In my heart for this movie because I used to hang out in high school at a record shop in like early years of college. I used to hang out at a record shop and That was who I was hanging out with. They were all older because I was like the young high school kid, and these guys were so pretentious, and they were in their own world, and I was also pretentious, but I was like learning from them, you know. And East Alley Records, shout out, it no longer, it hasn't existed for like probably 15, 20 years, but whatever. So it's an indie soundtrack that beats all indie soundtracks, and probably what your annoying boyfriend listened to in college. Because he's like hipster and pretentious and you know,
Super
et cetera.
hipster.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a movie about Rob and his friends, and Rob owns the record store, High Fidelity, and his friends work there. And Rob is a huge dick and he's pretentious and he thinks he's better than everybody based on their musical taste. And he's a jerk to like the girl, the women in his life. He just thinks he's Chicago's gift to women, right? Because
Yeah.
it's set in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm not a pretentious music snob. I am, but I'm a lot nicer about it now than I was when I was younger. And I think Rob was old enough to know better as the main character. He's not likable at all, but you know, he wins a girl in the end and he has all these like top 10 lists. Like that was his main thing was like, give me a top 10, give me top 10 of this, give me top 10 reason of
I
like
don't, th you know what? I don't think I could give you a top 10. I could
nothing.
try.
No, I can give you my maybe my mood this minute, but that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could try. And I'm sure that there'll be some trash in there because, I mean,
Who cares?
it's hard.
It's hard. And you know what? One man's trash is another man's
It's treasure.
treasure.
That's right.
And, you know,
That's
I'm
right.
accepting of things. I will still get, I'll razz you for sure because that's how I show love. But, like, no. You know, but, standouts from the soundtrack are Stereolab, the Beta Band, and Peoples and More.
Yeah, good soundtrack.
Like Stereolab is not getting the recognition that it deserves with children these days.
You know what?
I'm
Someone
mad.
has to kind of make it blow up on TikTok and then
Because
it'll happen.
you know
Because
what?
I
I'm
do
gonna do
think
it.
a lot of young people get introduced to music that we grew up
Through
with
TikTok. Yeah.
through TikTok.
Yeah.
It happens, it does.
Yeah.
So in that regard, TikTok is great.
Yeah, it is. It is great.
It's
I
great.
like it. Listen, I like it.
I do too. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I just stuck them all. I mean, honorable mentions, maybe like Empire Records, Clueless.
Yes.
Those movies are
Ah!
very 90s, very, very important for the scene. SLC Punk was a good one too, because again, the
Yeah.
punk music and stuff. High, like Almost Famous. Like these are just, I mean, you can't go wrong. Any movie about music or the genre or band or whatever, you truly can't go wrong usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're missing some. So guys, if you have any suggestions for the soundtrack, look at us, like we're making a movie for the playlist, send it our way.
Yes.
We will add them. Again, this is
Yes.
not the end all or be all list. This is just our list, and we're probably going to kick ourselves in the ass for forgetting a certain film, but
100%.
hey, this is what we're
Yeah.
doing. This is what we're doing.
It's
So,
what we
what you
did.
listen to? Yeah, we just did
We did
it.
it. That's it, guys. Today I okay, don't laugh. So I've been trying to be more aware of my surroundings when I'm walking around the city because there was like whatever that happened. I'll tell you later, but I had a massage today, Millie, and they played like I think music that I remember when I was doing yoga with my instructor that lives in Bali. So I was doing it over Zoom. She would like, she's Balinese and she practices Hinduism. So she would play that music for me, like whatever you listen to during yoga or whatever you chant during the specific yoga that I did.
Like a lot of Dead Can't Dance.
No, like a lot of like beautiful, like soft guitars and just
Guitar.
vocals.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
And it was
Okay.
like they're praying, which was stunning. That's what I listened to today. I
Nice.
was in heaven, and I wish I was rich enough to have that every single day. That's why I want to be a billionaire. I just want a massage every day. That's all I
Girl,
want.
you and me, I'm addicted. They're
I love
addicting.
it. They're so
I'm
good.
a crack whore when it comes to
It's
massage.
so good. Millie, they're doing
I'm
the.
addicted
Have you
to
done the facial massages yet where they're like in your mouth and they're like working at your face?
No, have you?
I just did it today for the first time.
How was it?
Oh my face looks great.
Oh,
Looks so young.
Okay, I need to find a spot in Miami. Okay.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, I want to do lymphatic next. I just want all the massages. Forget
Oh.
microdermabrasion and microneedling. Give me massages. I'll just slap on tretinoin. I don't care.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying. I'm dying for a
My
massage.
sister, she called me after, I called her after I left, and I was saying something, and I'm like, oh, I just left a massage. She's like, oh, that's why you sound like this. Because I usually sound so uptight, I guess.
Like you're delirious, like you're like, hey, like you're
Yeah. She's
totally
like,
drunk. I've
what's,
had those.
yeah.
I had the best one in Istanbul.
Oh, were they
She
like
was
hitting you with things? Please tell me.
it was sick. She was an older woman,
Yeah.
very large,
Yeah.
and she just like, this was a bathhouse
Oh,
in
yeah.
near Karakoy. She
Yeah.
sat me down. She's like, come here, lady. And
Yeah.
it's a whole topless, everybody's naked because it's a
Yeah, yeah.
topless massage.
Yeah.
And that woman, I was drunk. Like
Oh,
I
I love
literally
it.
came out of there, and my husband literally looked at me like, "Are you drunk?"
And you're
Because
like,
I was
I
like,
don't even have.
"Hey," like all like faded, because
Yes.
she did something really cool with a pillowcase and bubbles.
Shut up.
So it was like a suds, and then they
Wait.
massage your whole body. Everything. Well, you're wearing panties. You're wearing
Yeah.
panties,
Yeah.
but and they don't touch your private parts. But it's your whole entire body
Yeah.
from, I mean,
Top to bottom, front to back.
top.
And the steam, and you're getting like detoxed. So like now I currently kind of, it's getting sore because she really, I'm always tight. Like I have a lot of neck and back issues or whatever. But I had what I call, I went to a hammam in, or a schwitz. I went to a schwitz in Detroit, and I had like, I'd like to call like the diet version or the American diet version of a Turkish hammam,
Yeah.
because it was like, it was an experience, but it wasn't like the real thing. Like I was lightly, gently padded with like eucalyptus leaves and whatever, but no, it wasn't like the real
The
thing.
first thing they did to me was they lay you down in this marble floor that's heated.
Oh my God.
So you have to lay down in the marble floor first. Then they put you in a room where, I mean, if you have a problem with nudity, you're not going to want to do any type of hammam, guys, but
Yeah.
we don't.
I
We're
am
gonna,
very shy,
we're
actually,
gonna,
but we should do it, but
but
I'm
you,
very
we're
shy.
like, you forget about it. You really,
Yeah,
really
I
forget
guess
about
so.
it.
I
And
guess so.
it's, this woman was incredible. It was the best massage I've ever had. I want another one. It's just,
We just, you and I got to go
let's
to
go. Let's go, you and
Turkey.
I. We'll go to
Let's go.
Turkey
We'll go
together.
to Turkey.
And it's just so, I want another one now, but it's so hot in Miami.
Just go outside and land
Later, you could just lay in the
the
pavement. Everybody, I've been banished from the beauty community because I admitted in the last episode that I don't use SPF.
But okay, but Amelia, I think I have a sunspot on my face, and that's what makes me use it. I'm scared.
Are you serious? Don't freak me
Yeah.
out.
I'm
It just
scared,
makes me
Mel.
break out.
Don't, that's fine. Don't use it. What did you listen to today?
Okay, so the last song was The Runner by the 3 Degrees. I'm into Soul Sisters from the 70s. A lot of Minnie, a lot of Denise. Just really cool Soul Sisters, I guess. I don't know. 70s Soul Sisters.
70s, man. That's where you're at all the
That's
time.
where
I love
that,
it.
I know. It's typical.
No,
It's so predictable.
listen, if you're predictable with the 70s, I freaking like the Dark Knight. I mean, how lame can I be? How much more predictable can Dina be? Very, very predictable. Well, anyways, guys, thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests, and feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. And thank you for being patient with our crazy schedule sometimes. We do this because we love it, not because we're trying to, well, no, we want to influence you musically, but you know, we're not
Yeah.
influencers. But
Yeah.
yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye.